סימן טס, סעיף גימל. כל אויס שהיא כסובה שלוי כתיקונה. Any letter which is not written properly, אויס שנסקלקלה, or it became ruined, אחר כך, after it was written, ואין צורה שעולה, and now it does not have the proper צורה. כגוין, נוגה רגל האלף בגג האלף, the regal of the aleph touched the gag of the aleph in a way that now there's no heker of a roish and a regal in the bottom yud of the aleph. Oy pnei ha aleph befoneha begag shetachteha, or the yud on top, the left side of the yud became attached to the gag, the middle part of the aleph, in a way that again there's no heker of a roish and a regal, because it's considered to be one big filled in chunk. Or the regal of the hay and the kuf were touching the gag of the hay or the kuf. In all of these cases, it's not enough to just erase the part that's touching. One needs to be mevatel the tzura of the aleph or the hay or the kuf, and then to rewrite it. In order to avoid an issue of chaktoiches, k'may shekazavnu b'simen ches, as we describe in simen ches. Oi, another example, shehoisa ois chaluka l'shtei oisiyas, you have a letter which is split into two letters. Bein mitchilas haksiva, whether it was written that way initially, bein shenifsach kacharkach, whether it happened later. Kegoin, for instance, tzadi shenasis yud nun. A tzadi is comprised of a yud and a nun, so if it splits, you now have two letters, a yud and a nun. It doesn't make a difference if it's split after it was written, or if it was written lechatchila, detached as a yud and a nun. A shin shenasis ayin yud, or a shin that has the form of an ayin and a yud. A mem psucha, or a mem psucha shenasis chavav, which turns into the tzura of a chav and a vav. The chen lamid shenifsak tzavara, or a lamid that the tzavar of the lamid is detached. Veniris kamoi chav vav, and now it looks like a chav and Vav. Now this is a shtikel achidish. Not all achrayim agreed to this. Some say that since the vav is bein hashuris, so that's not considered to be split into two letters. But you see that the keses holds that is also called split into two letters. V'chein ches shebeksav svardis. If you have a svardish ches, meaning with a flat top, shehi beloy chatei teres, doesn't have a chatei teres on top. Im regel hasmali nifsak tzas min hagag. If the left leg is detached from the gag, v'nid melehei, and it looks like a hay, v'chol kayoitz b'zeh, or any similar such case, shal yedei hefsek nidme l'ois acher, afilu hatinik koyre ois an koroi, even if, in all of these cases, the tinik called it as the appropriate ois, but l'maisa we see that it's not the appropriate surah, im la'acher shekosev la'alon tiknam, should one correct these inappropriate surahs after he had already written further, in each one of these cases, to fix it after you've already written weiter is going to be a psul. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkot Nches. Noga regal ha'alef, if the regal of the aleph was attached to the gag of the aleph in a way that now the aleph is a shinui tzura, ayin b'chakira hei, d'imrak ha'oiketz ha'smoli negea, in Chakira Hey, the Kesis explains that if just the left koitz of the top yud is what's attached to the gag of the aleph, Nagea, Nira Lefiyane, Estaiti Lahachshir Al Yedei Greda. In such a case, says the Lishka, it would seem that it would be mutter to just erase the koitz, and it could be fixed just like that. This is based on a Magen Avram. Have a look in Chakira Hey. And also, it's Kedai to take a look previously in Simen Ches, in Sifkot and Beis, in the Lishkas HaSeifer. Says the Keses, Sif Dalet, Aval Imtsuras HaOis Nikeres. In all of the previous cases, the letter was not recognizable on a halachic level. But what if the letter is recognizable? Aval Pishi Yesh Behen Ktsas Hefsik, even if it has a Hefsik. Kegoin, for instance, Shaloi Hayu Miktsas Yudei HaAlfin VaShinin VaAinin VaRagle HaTofin Noigin Begufa Ois. The Yudin of the aleph, the shin, the ayin, or the regal of the tuf is detached from the letter. Aval tinek makiram, the tinek recognizes it. So memela, the letter still has the tzuras ha'ois. V'chein beiz ha'dalet, or a beiz ha'dalet, shenifredu bit pirudak, kazem in agag, that it just has a slight detachment from the gag. Aval pi shegam kol elu psulim, koidem atikon, even though all of these letters until they're fixed are pasul. Kamosha kosav, the simin hey siv gimel, as we explained earlier, that all the oisias other than the hey and the kuf need to be a goylem echad. Mikol makam yachal ataknam, even though it's pasul, it can be fixed. Gam la'achar shekosav la'alon, even if you've already written further, the kevan the tzuris ha'ois ha'isani keres ein by mishum shalik yisidron. Because since these letters are still recognizable, memela, there's no problem of shalik yisidron. Unlike all the cases in Sif Gimel, where halachically all of those oisias are considered to not have their tzura. V'hu adinim chutir d'ches l'mala ein neigin ze l'ze. Same would be if you have a ches, that the chatei teres on top are not attached to each other, ach ein predosan nikel ahedya, but it's not readily apparent when you look at it that they're not attached. Aval pisha tinek koyre shnei zayin, even though the tinek calls it two zayins, mutter lahadbikon, it's still going to be mutter to fix gam la'achar shekosev lahalon, even if you've already written further. Why? Kimasha atinik ain't a kari ches, because the fact that the tinik doesn't call it a ches, which l'chayru would indicate that it's a shine tzura, really it's not. Why? Because the only reason why a tinik doesn't recognize it, zeo mipnei she'enei murgel b'ches kazeh, because a tinik doesn't recognize such a ches. In other words, even when it's attached, the tinik will call it two zayins. V'din ches also midalad v'zayin, regarding a case where a ches is made instead of two zayins as a dalet and a zayin. So look at what we wrote previously, ayin simin ches, if you dalet. The yesh choshin bekol elu mishum shalik yisidron. There is a shita that holds in each of these cases here in sif dalet that it cannot be fixed, and it would be a problem of shalik yisidron. V'afta anan kaimelon lahokal, even though we hold that it can be fixed, mikol mokam ha-sofer yedakte ketev, the sofer should be very careful, b'shas ksivosai, when he's writing, shalo yitztarech lovi lidei kula, that he shouldn't have to come to rely on the shitas that are mekel, and l'chatchila he should try and do it correctly the first time. Kein kosev b'sefer melech ha-shamayim. Venerally, that all of what we just said applies to the aleph, the shin, etc. But the im mem stuma oisamach nifridu ksas, if we're dealing not with an aleph or an ayin or a shin, ukadoima, but rather we're dealing with a mem stuma oisamach, or we're dealing with a samach that are nifridu ksas, that are detached and it's not one unit, avsha atinik koiri karoi, even though the tinik knows how to read it properly, nevertheless, ein lahatir lahadbikon betfilin umezuzais, it would be osir for one to correct it in tefillin and mezuzos la'achar shekosev la'alon mishum chshash shaloi kesidron, because of a problem of shaloi kesidron. Why is that? So that the Lishka will explain in sifkotin yud. But first, sifkotin tes, shaloi hayu noigin, if you have a detached letter, kenu lojana shulchan aruch, v'aprimagodim b'psicha l'simin lamed beis kosav, v'yire dekol hani davka she'en nikar predosan lehedya. All of these cases where you're allowed to fix the aleph, the shin, and the ayin, etc., the Prima Godim holds that's only when it's not nikar lehedya, the fact that it's detached. How nikar predosan lehedya? But if it's readily apparent when you glance at it that the letter is detached, afal gavda tinik kariken, even though the tinik can recognize it, kevan she'en tzurasa aleha have a koisiv shalik yisidron, ad kan l'shayni. The Prima Godim holds that if the hefsik is nikar, it cannot be fixed, and it would be a problem of Shalik Yisidron. Now, we said that the Lishka holds, that the Kesis holds that a Mem Stuma and a Samach are different, and they're going to be Pasul. The reason is, in Sivkotin Yud, Ein Lahatir, Ki Hine Kula Zois, Ledabe Kaprudim, Nevas Mea Gois Maimini. This whole idea that you can fix the detached letters, it all comes from a Hagois Maimini B'Shem Haram, in the name of the Merami Rutenberg. I am the Beis Yosef. Have a look in the Beis Yosef that he brings this shita. Ukvar nimtzu mefakfikim bezeh. There are those that argue on this Hagois Maimini and Meram Rattenberg. Ayin betshuvas Dvar Shmuel, Simen Reish Ayin Hey. Have a look in the Dvar Shmuel, Simen Reish Ayin Hey, that he discusses this idea. Vehine betshuvas Amar Al Bach, Simen Aleph, behizvak chayshom im harab Elazar Tzarfati. In the Tshuvas Amar Al Bach, in his argument with Rabbi Avram Tzarfati, b'divrei amaschil kvar biarti, because via echad, haychiach me'eze poiskim desfira lehu, the kol oish nifred ktsas. He brings over there that any ois that has a slight nifsak, kol she'ena doime lois acher, v'nikar hetev letinaik kosher midina. It's kosher midina. This idea that we said that if you have a detached letter, it's going to be a psul, he holds over there that it's kosher. Ubetoich advarim kosav v'zeh l'shoyne, he writes, v'rayil is a proof that it's kosher, nashe kosav b'hagah, meaning the Hagah is maimini in the name of the Merami Rottenberg, sh'atfilin sh'yesh b'hem oisir sh'hein beiz gufin, sh'yichaylin l'takna m'im ois nikeres l'tina, gufa, from the Merami Rottenberg, he says, a raya to himself, because how could he say that you're allowed to fix it, v'im kein eifo im hoya poisel, v'alef sh'lo nidbeka yud, sh'lo enena alef ad sh'yidbek, if it's detached, so it's not an aleph until it's reattached. Bitfilin loy haya efshel atakin, so you shouldn't be able to fix it in tfilin and mezuzas. How can the Merami Rottenberg gufa give a heter bichlal that you could fix a detached letter? Nira bivada, it has to be the dafka mishum chumra hitzrichu liyosayis gufechad. Must be that this whole idea that a detached letter has to be fixed, that's just a chumra. Avol meikar adin ain't a poisel, but meikar adin, it's not a problem im hubeis gufin calls man shalei nifsedo tzurasa. As long as it's still recognizable, it's still meikar hadin kosher, and this whole idea that the Merami Rottenberg says that it needs to be fixed is just a chumra, and the proof is because you're allowed to fix it, because if it was really a problem, you wouldn't be allowed to fix it. Ad kan l'shayne. V'hine, mem stuma, vadei midoi reisa tzricha liyos stuma. A mem stuma midai raisa needs to be a stuma. In other words, the aleph doesn't have to be attached midai raisa. That's just the chumra. But a mem stuma, says the Lishka, for sure midai raisa needs to be attached. K'mo shekosav gamkein sham hamar al bach shekein kosav Rashi beperak habayne shalayasa stumin psuchen. It says over there regarding the dinda iraisa of uchsavtam that you need a ksiva tama. It says that you shouldn't make an ois sosum as an ois pasuach. And Rashi says that's referring to a mem stuma. So that means that you can't have any pirud. V'gam ha-samach nirali, devadei midai reisa tzricha liyai stuma. It's a dinda iraisa mikol tzad, and it's not just the chumra. How do you know? Midam rinan, because the Gemara says, mem v'samach shebeluchais b'nes amdu. Since the Gemara says that the mem and the samach and the luchais were only held up by a neis because the middle part of the letter was suspended in mid-air. Vim noimar de midai reisa ein ha-samach tzricha liyai stuma. And if midai reisa wouldn't have to be that way, like ovid kutshe b'richu nisa lemagna, the Eibishter wouldn't have made a neis for no reason. Al kein nirle nefi aneas daiti lahachmir be'elu. Because if it could be detached, then there would be no reason for a neis. The only reason why we needed a neis is because it's one unit, and memela, the middle part, was suspended in mid-air. And if it didn't have to be that way, so the Eibishter would not have made a neis for no reason. Alkei nira lefi aneas daiti lahachmir be'elu. Therefore, says the Kesis, I hold that in all of these cases, one would need to be machmir.